really thought we were going to be able to stick it out when it was on the East Coast. You know, we thought, okay, well, we're just going to get the outskirts of it. We'll be fine. And then it just kept moving west and kept moving west. And we're really, really glad that we left because the eye of the storm went pretty much directly over my house. So we're thankful that we left. It was getting a little scary, and the storm surges were starting to sound a little scary because we're across the street from a canal, so we really didn't want to deal with flooding and swimming inside our house. So we decided to take off.
Tell me a little bit about what that entailed once you decided to leave. It was relatively late in the process. I think it must have been Friday or Saturday. I assume that must have been very difficult.
Yeah, I will say that the evacuation process from the government, from a government standpoint, they did amazing. We were listening to the governor speak, and he pretty much said at noon, if you're not gone by Saturday, you're not leaving. So he definitely scared me into leaving. We had already prepared a little bit. We had bags packed with clothes. We had all of our belongings in a safe. We were ready pretty much, but it was just grabbing everything you could see and throwing it into the truck. We didn't have any issues. The roads were completely clear. We found gas. It took a little while to find gas, but we found gas, and we had some family friends that were amazing and took in 4 adults, 2 kids, a dog, and a cat in Jacksonville. So we drove about 300 miles, and it took about 6 hours. So it was stressful.
So it sounds like, in some ways, waiting as long as you did before you left was okay for you in terms of not being stuck in traffic or delayed in any way.
Right. The pictures of traffic all over social media are very dramatic, and they didn't depict anything that anyone I know experienced. People listened, and they left early. I know people that were gone by Wednesday, so the evacuation process, they know what they're doing here. So waiting was worth it for us, but finding gas was difficult. And it was very scary to be watching the southbound lane to the highway was full of electric trucks and fuel trucks that had, you know, emergency response written on it and police convoys and military. And that was terrifying to see. But, I mean, we ended up taking a couple back roads because of car accidents and things like that, but I'm lucky to have some Floridians that knew the roads.
And once you got out, did you do what the rest of us around the country were doing, which is watch the hurricane as it hit on TV? And if you did that, what were you thinking being away from your home?
Since we're in Jacksonville, we didn't watch some football because Jacksonville was playing Houston. so we were able to kind of keep our mind off it a little bit. You have to just pause sometimes and not watch it. But, I mean, once it got close to home, then it was, okay, we need to stare at this. When it hit Naples, I mean, Naples is a beautiful city, and that was scary to watch. So once it hit home, it was really, we used social media definitely more than anything else. I'm so glad Snapchat was invented because it got to show me what was happening, you know, by my neighbors. So we used social media a lot.
And some of your neighbors stayed at home, is that right?
Yeah, we had some friends that lived down the road, and they stayed, and they drove past our house this morning. And my neighbor is a nurse, so she had to stay, and she's been kind of texting me all morning about what's going on with her, so.
And they're okay?
They're okay. My house is still standing. We believe we have electricity. We've been turning on and off our security alarm all morning just to make sure it turns on and off. I don't know if it's connected to our Wi-Fi, so it must work. But yeah, it looks like we didn't lose any trees. Our screening over our pool, it sounds like, is pretty destroyed, but that's replaceable. So, it sounds like we're okay.
And I know when I talked to you on Friday, I think you were concerned about your roof. Everything is okay with the roof?
It sounds like it. I mean, our friends just did kind of a drive past of a couple different houses of people they knew were gone, but they said that they didn't see anything. So Jacksonville is still getting 50-mile-an-hour gusts, and it's pouring rain. I'm outside because I don't have cell service, so if it's loud, sorry. But Jacksonville is still pretty windy. We're still in the storm here, so we're going to hang out for a little while, check the highways, and then hopefully head home.